Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, broadcasting live from Waukesha, Wisconsin. Live on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw, down in the heart of the red part of the Wild Counties, right here, Dom.
In the heart of the Shaw?
In the heart of the Shaw. And, of course, you're also listening on Devil Radio, WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and Progressive Voices.
What?
What's all been, around the nation,
what's,
man.
What's been going on since I've been gone?
When you left, I became very popular. I don't know if you know this, but people like me. I'm kind of a big deal. So I've expanded the footprint a little in your absence.
Well done, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, sir. 844-967-2789. Getting the band back together. Got plenty of friends on the lines, like Profane Ronnie. Ronnie is less profanely as possible. Say hi to Dominic.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hi, honey. I have to second what Betty said.
You going full Betsy on us, Profane Ronnie?
Yeah. It's so good to hear you, and that's not to disparage Crudy, because Crudy, you've done a great job with all your guests and everything.
Yeah, nobody's calling me saying, oh, Crudy, you're so good. Everybody's like, oh, Dom. We missed Dom, Dirty Dom.
We appreciate you, Crudy, because you're here every day. This is a special Valentine's treat.
Yeah, I'm like milk. I'm in the fridge. Oh, but Dom comes around, it's like chocolate milk on Sunday.
Strawberry milk. It's even better.
Everybody loves chocolate milk. Come on, you know that. Question. Are you guys partying tonight in the shop?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to almost have to. It is Valentine's Day. I mean, who better to spend Valentine's Day with than Crudy?
My wife asked me if we're going out for dinner tonight. And I'm like, maybe a late dinner, hun.
Swing through Taco Bell drive-thru on the way home.
Well, you got to post it on Facebook where you guys are going to be, because I'm free tonight, and I'd love to party with you.
Oh, nice. All right. Absolutely.
Unless you're at a house party.
We're not going to a house party. Whenever we go to the house party, we're too cool for the environment. I mean, we've been to house parties, like, we just showed up at random college house parties, like, in our 30s, and pretty soon we had owned the house and evicted the tenants, and, you know, we were running their parties for them, and apparently that's frowned upon, you know, when you hit 50-something.
It's a little weird. Yeah, Ronnie, absolutely. You know, give your number to the call screen, the call screener, and we'll make sure we hit you up, Ronnie.
Meet you out for meatloaf later.
What's? I got one more thing to say.
Yeah, yes, go ahead.
Ma'am. It's this. Did you catch it?
I did. Sound like a cold one to me, Ronnie. Appreciate it. I wish you had one for us. 844.
Why don't you bring me back and invite me to the studio? And there's no beer in the fridge.
How
man.
Did I know they weren't going to have beer in the fridge?
Well, you should bring beer in the fridge.
I had business meetings. I was doing important businessy stuff.
Very, very busy.
I had lunch around the corner. You know, here's something I didn't know about this fair city of Waukesha. And it's got it going on. I got to admit, I'm liking Waukesha more and more every day. But I take my dining associate, Eddie, from Lutema Mask.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Very proud to see the president now wearing Lutema Mask. But Eddie came out to visit the Waukesha facility.
Oh, cool.
I said, I'll take you out to lunch, Eddie. We went to what I thought was going to be the cool restaurant the local had taken me to. I said, this is the one that's recommended. He's like, oh, they're not open on Mondays. Then we went to the next restaurant. Oh, they're not open on Mondays either. We went to like four restaurants, man.
Yeah. A lot of people still dealing with the effects of COVID and all that, man. It's been tough.
I just get the impression no one goes out for lunch on Mondays. Mm. It's like Crudy's in town. I could sustain your entire restaurant franchise.
That's obvious. Maybe you should ease up on the lunches once in a while, Crudy.
844-967-2789. Saying hi to my good pal, Dominic, on our 10th anniversary as a broadcast product. You remember the first Saturday morning I had stayed at the museum?
It was cold.
It was damn cold. And we had the Saturday show. And we were doing our first show and our very first call.
You were staying at the museum in Milwaukee.
I slept on the floor, like the concrete floor, in a sleeping bag with like 200 farting Boy Scouts all night long. I got like 8 minutes sleep throughout the course of the evening. And of course, I was excited to do our first live broadcast. And we showed up and we did our noon show on Saturday on the former Heartless Radio, The Mike 92.1. And our first caller, Brett Halsey.
I thought to myself, who the hell is Brett Halsey?
That's the worst part. You didn't, the producer didn't believe it was Brett Halsey. Like someone's going to call up and imitate Brett Halsey.
A former Wisconsin legislator.
And he did run for governor, let's not forget. But
yeah, so
didn't
everybody.
844-967-2789. Going back to some friends and some new friends. Going back to the phones. Andy from Beaver Dam, say hi to my pal Dominic.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Dom, how's the Cadillac running?
Oh, you know, it's a little rough. I got to tell you, I got 252,000 miles on a 2011. She's getting a little tired, man. But
is that Black Betty?
That's Black Betty, yeah.
And what
that's
about Black the big Betty. Blue?
Blue's still running, man. I got her out a couple, I guess about 6 weeks, so it was warm out and got a little ride up.
You know, they have his and hers Cadillacs in the Salvia household. Yeah. Hers is like a boat. It's about the size of the QE3. It's parked around the block and then the block beyond that.
Well, I tell you, I was dozing off waiting for the 5 o'clock happy hour, and all of a sudden,
thanks, Andy.
Oh my God, it's like home week, old home week. God Almighty, oh my God, it's great, man. I hope your new adventure in work is good. But as everybody said previously, we really miss you to death. You know, and so it's nice that we get this little Valentine's gift of your coming on and really getting you wired up. Good, I can tell you that. You're flying. Right?
It's been hanging out with Don Jr., Andy.
Thanks, Andy. And I appreciate the sentiment and right back at you, man, and the audience. It's been a long time, and I've missed all of you as well.
I'm glad that you could wake them up after I put them to sleep, slumbering for the first couple of hours, apparently. Here's a good one. Our pal Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. Say hi to Dominic Selvey.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mark.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Is Dom our funny little Valentine for the day? I am, man.
I got a bow on and everything.
Hi out there to all my brothers and sisters welcoming you back to the show. That it's great to hear you and that I can remember listening to you guys back in the early days. I won a pair of Lewis Black tickets from you. They're at the Orpheum there in Madison.
So I can't believe we were ever that generous. I can't believe I didn't steal those Lewis Black tickets for myself.
And I heard your slant headline that you borrowed from Ed Schultz because you always used to call.
I did steal that one.
That's what he used to refer to Hannity as, a slant head Hannity. But it's great to hear you, Dom, and that hope you come back periodically and enliven the conversation. Not that it's lively enough every day, that it's great that you guys are still around and that in many more years, and hopefully we'll make it through it with the craziness that's got going on now, because I just cannot believe these guys that I see those commercials with Bob Lindell on them, and I just want to, I usually switch channels as soon as I see his face and hear his whiny voice about cancel culture and that they've been canceling our culture for a long time. So,
Mark, I'm going to end it there. Mike Lindell.
I'm serious.
You know, he bought up the ads like going into the Colbert Show in Madison on the CBS affiliate. It just galls me. You know, there he is. He's like in my medicine cabinet. There's Mike Lindell. I mean, that would freak me out a little bit. If I opened up my medicine cabinet and there stood crazy-ass conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell.
The morning of August 13th, it'll be the talk of the world.
Remember when we talked about the fact that, you know, we were cheering against God?
The fact that the guy that people, you know, listen to this man and take whatever he says seriously. I mean, how many times do you have to predict something and be monumentally wrong? I mean, if someone were to judge us like that, you know, if we were wrong as much as Mike Lindell, we wouldn't be on the air. We wouldn't have any audience.
63% of the time we're right every time. 844-967-2789. Pizza the Box, welcome back, Michael. Say hi to Dom.
Hey, Pizza Box.
Dom, isn't that the guy that used to? Were you working on your aunt's farm? Hey, you there?
Yeah, my aunt's farm.
You were always talking about your only employment endeavors ever prior that we are aware of as a radio audience.
I worked on my neighbor's farm as a young lad. That is true, Mike. I haven't been milking any cows lately, though.
Until recently, that's the last time Dom worked hard.
It's kind of bad when you're putting out a ruse and like someone calls you. What do you mean, what farm? What are you talking about?
Good memory. Anyway, you mentioned, what was it? Brent Halsey, was it?
Brent Halsey.
Must have been the
former gubernatorial candidate. He showed up at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. He ran against Mary Burke, if you'll recall, and he showed up with a Chinese hat with the star on it.
Weird, man.
And then Dom and I took him off the reservation. And we like hotbox the car with Halsey sitting in the back seat. And you know what I'm saying, man. He came out loud as you know what. But we felt like we owed it to the Democratic Party just to get Halsey away from the normals, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, Pizza Box, I got to ask you, man. The discourse going on these days and the things that the Republicans are saying and what they are falling for. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with Republicans, the faithful and the weird?
You got any time during the week, man? I went back to the Capitol and started putting up signs with all their names and stuff on it. And then when they, you know, it only takes about 10, 15 minutes of somebody seeing that, oh, I'm here, and then I own a damn rotunda, man. It's pretty funny. That is the only way I know I'm going to be able to do anything, right? I mean, besides voting and trying to inform people. And
just criticize them perpetually.
Oh, man, get in their faces. I'm planning on doing a tour, man. I'm going to get a bus, and we're going to go to people's houses.
Michael, let us on the back of the bus. We'll party from the back of the bus.
You know,
man.
Fancy Brian's got some roadie experience, and I was, a security for RTM back in the day at the Guns N' Roses concerts. So, you know, maybe we can help you out, Mike.
You did security?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Man, me between Lauscher and Sola, dude.
You know, Sola was a bouncer at the Violent Femmes concert. They came to La Crosse.
Yeah,
they played at the university. And Sola told me, he said, right as they were walking on the stage, the guy's like, oh, man, I shouldn't have taken all those shrooms.
Oh, I miss college.
844-967-2789. Yeah, should have left some for us. Chris from Sun Prairie, how you been?
Hey, Chris.
Hi. I just wanted to say happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And it's great to see Dan back.
You might have been our second caller behind Brett Halsey, like, years ago, Chris. We've known you for a long time.
I think you're right. I was going to say that. I think that it was about 10 years ago that I met you guys. Very shortly after your program came on, I think you came down to the Capitol, and you saw us. You came
the problem with you, Chris, is you were always better informed than us.
Totally.
That embarrassed us with some frequency.
Chris, I've said it a million times, you and Mike and so many of our audience members have educated me. I mean, you know, we have these conversations. You know, I certainly don't know everything or understand all the various issues.
And, yeah, I can vouch.
I'm okay with that. But you and many of our audience members have done a hell of a job educating me, and I truly appreciate that.
Yeah, and we appreciate you, too, and it's great to hear you, and I hope you come back for more visits, and I think Mike's doing a great job, says Brian, says everybody else there. I really appreciate the work all you guys are doing. We need you all, and I wish you the best in what you're doing, Dom.
Thanks, Chris.
But we miss Dom most, is what they're really saying. Yeah, Curdy's okay, and sometimes he makes a salient point or two, but... You know, at the end of the day, we just want to hear Dom rant.
Oh, man, I really miss you making up words, Curdy. It's been a long time since I heard you, you know, create a new word. Have you been working on that? You got something for
constantly.
Me?
Constantly. I'm thinking of words right now to call you during the commercial break. 844-967-2789. Call us. We got one more segment. The 10th anniversary. Dominic's in studio in Waukesha. You can say hi. 844-96-PARTY. Sidewalks also swarming with people.